Spring is finally here, and it's that time of year when plans start becoming real. Trips are getting booked, the calendar is filling up, and the energy is shifting. Make this season count. By starting right now, you'll hit summer already feeling more confident speaking and understanding a brand new language. Whether you're prepping for a dream vacation, reconnecting with your family heritage, or just finally checking learn a new language off your bucket list, Rosetta Stone is the way to go. They've been the trusted leader in language learning for over 30 years because they skip the boring stuff. There's no memorizing random vocabulary lists or leaning on chunky translations. Instead, their intuitive method helps you naturally absorb the language by connecting words and visuals to real-world meaning. It's about learning in context, the way language was actually meant to be learned. As a trusted expert with millions of users, Rosetta Stone offers 25 different languages, including Spanish, French, German, Japanese, and more. It really is the ultimate tool for genuine growth. Ready to start learning a new language this spring? Visit rosettastone.com/rs10 today to explore Rosetta Stone and choose the language that's right for you. Go to rosettastone.com/rs10 now and begin your language learning journey.
Why have I asked my electrician I found on Angie.com to bury my pet hamster Nibbles in our yard for me? Because I was so moved by how carefully he buried my electrical wires, I knew I could trust him to bury my sweet Nibbles after his untimely end. Huh, Nibbles. Gone too soon. May he scurry in peace.
Hey, sorry about your pet, but I just wire stuff.
Nibbles would have loved you like a brother.
Connecting homeowners with skilled pros for over 30 years. Angie, the one you trust to find the ones you trust. Find pros for all your home projects at Angie.com.
Game day at my place is kind of a big deal. If I'm grilling, chilling, and watching hoops, my outdoor patio setup better be ready to play. That's where Wayfair wins. From patio seating and umbrellas to grills and grilling accessories, Wayfair's got it all, and it shows up fast. I'm talking championship level fast and easy delivery. So level up your grill game and your outdoor chill game and head to Wayfair.com now to get your outdoor space ready for the season.
Lawrence Holmes, noon to 2 on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. An Odyssey station.
Topside, Mitchell, deep three. Got it! You have got to be kidding me! Seriously? Seriously? He's got 25 in the quarter, 33 on the night, 89-81 Utah.
Yes, Chuck, seriously. 7 3-pointers in the quarter, went for 25 in the quarter, was destructive to the Bulls as they were trying to get a win in Utah. The Bulls will be trying to get a win in Phoenix tonight. We will have the pregame starting at 8:45 for you tonight here on The Score. So you can watch all the games of the tournament and then be like, oh, NBA basketball. It's fantastic. If the playoffs started today, the Bulls would be on the road to start a series against Boston. They are, as it stands, the 5 seed. With the 6th and 7th seed, only 2 games behind them. The Cavaliers are 2 games behind at 6, and Toronto is 2 games behind at 7. Toronto will be on the docket for the Bulls in a back-to-back situation on Monday and Tuesday. The Bulls will play tonight. They'll fly back home, take on Toronto, and then guess what they get? A face full of Giannis. At the Pfizer Center. Pretty important set of games for the Bulls. The good thing for them is that their schedule lightens up after this meat grinder that they're in. But there are still some issues with this Bulls team that leave me uncomfortable. It's weird because scoring is not really a problem for them. But there are games when efficient offense is. And it's cool that you score 110 points, but if you give up 125, obviously the math is very simple on that. You lose by a lot. You technically get blown out because that's above the spread inside the game. Defensively, I know that they're deficient in the post. It's been one of the bigger issues for them. Guarding screen roll is an issue. Brandon, can you remember that cut of Stacey that we had from earlier in the week of him talking specifically about screen roll? Because it will apply tonight with the type of game that Phoenix plays and what they do with Ayton, no matter who's playing point guard for them, it applies. They're a team that struggles to guard screen roll. You got it? This was Stacey King breaking it down with Adam Amin a couple nights ago on the Bulls' struggles in that regard.
But that screen is
good. Holmes sets a big one and Fox draws the foul.
The screens have killed this team tonight. They are setting these screens on the move. They're not just like stationary screens. The guard is already starting to dribble at him, and they're setting the screen. Watch Rashawn Holmes. He's going to come up here. There's a screen right there on Kobe White. Now, boom, right there. Boom. The Bulls' big guys have got to get up. Got to get up there and give some support. We're not saying trap the ball, because that's not what you guys do. But you've got to step up and give a little bit of support, because Fox has been able to get to the basket. Mitchell's been able to get to the basket at will because of these high ball screens.
You said it. This has been, even before the Sabonis trade, one of the best pick and roll offenses in the NBA because of this guy, De'Aaron Fox. Rashawn Holmes runs it really well. Halliburton ran it well from the guard position when he was here. And now, as you said, when you add Sabonis as a screener, and obviously Holmes doing what Holmes does, you have to be aware of that right now.
Well, and you all know the Bulls. You've got your scouting report. You've got scouts watching this team, and you recognize they've struggled with the pick and roll. So why not come out here and run that as a staple part of your offense?
They're going to do that tonight. You're going to see DeAndre Ayton and JaVale McGee run to the rim. You're going to see them screen hard and run to the rim. And guess who's going to be feeding them the ball? Cameron Payne. We might need to, at some point, get a nice 10-foot high, I'm sorry, card to Cameron Payne. I mean, he wasn't any good here, and it looked like it was heading in a bad direction for him overall. And it seemed like his career needed to be near the abyss. He was playing in China, right? He's playing over there, and it looked like it was the end of his basketball career. And he turned it around. He got in the bubble, and he's made it work. Without Chris Paul, let me give you assist totals for him in the last five games. 11 assists, 8 assists, 11 assists, 4 assists. 10 assists against Miami. Now, there's some dogs in there. He played Houston and he played the Lakers. But against Toronto and Miami, he did well. Against Toronto, he scored 24 points. I think that it's pretty awesome that a guy who looked like, I mean, let's keep it a buck. Cameron Payne looked like a clown. He looked like the guy that was out there just to be Russell Westbrook's teammate and dance and stuff. When he was here, he looked like a guy who was completely lost and thought he was a much better scorer than what he showed. But what it does show is that if you get with the right coach and you're willing to humble yourself and say, there's a lot that I don't know about this game, you can come back and have an effective NBA career. And this role in the offense that Phoenix likes to play, it's perfect for him. So tonight, when you're listening to the game on the score or watching the game on NBC Sports Chicago, yeah, it's the same dude. It's not one of those situations where it's a guy that has the same name. Same dude who's improved his game exponentially. And he's going to be causing problems. So while I was promised better perimeter defense once Alex Caruso came back. And what has he been back? 3 games? And I've seen it in 1 game where that's been the case. Tonight, I'm going to need that to be a thing. I'm going to need the Bulls' perimeter defense to be better. I'm going to need their screen roll defense to be better. Because if it isn't, They're going to get run out of the gym. We're going to talk Cubs. We're going to open up the phone lines next here on The Score.
From high school baseball to the men's NCAA College World Series to MLB and all the way to the National Baseball Hall of Fame. How will you make your mark in MLB The Show 26? Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and Nintendo Switch. Rated E for everyone. Officially licensed by MLB Players, Inc.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch. Did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snapple, it's really refreshing!
When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? Maintain X is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With Maintain X, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try MaintainX for free today. Go to MaintainX.com/AI. That's Maintain and the letter X.com/AI.